Well, okay, vegetarians, we're almost finished, because if you happen to be in Germany, in Berlin, and have a craving for pork, we're told there's really only one way to have it: steamed, then grilled, and served with a special sauce. It's called currywurst, and it's so popular Berliners have a museum devoted to it. Cassandra Sunt from member station WBUR was there and checked it out.
On the streets of Kreuzberg, a hip district in Berlin, hungry snack seekers stroll into Curry 7, a snack stand with a handful of tables outside.
You combine it a lot with beer. Maybe that's what makes it very German, because it's like, I don't know, it goes well with beer. Carbs, beer, meat, something like that.
You never know what's in there.
In the sauce or in the sausage?
In the meat. So, I mean, you have to rely on the people who sell it.
But you trust this guy?
I don't know this guy, so I trust him.
I mean, it's okay. It's fulfilling its purpose, just getting something in my stomach at the moment. I wouldn't say it's the best right now.
In Berlin, there's an entire museum devoted to this humble street snack made of sausage, curried sauce, and sometimes a bun, fries, or potato salad on the side.
I think it's no coincidence that the currywurst is so popular here in Berlin.
That's Bianca Wolfram, the project leader at the Currywurst Museum. She says the currywurst is popular in Berlin because, as legend has it, it was invented here on September 4th, 1949, by Herta Hoyer on a very rainy day.
And she had a normal snack stand where she sold broiled sausages. And she said there was nothing to do, so not smart customers. And so she think about it and experiment with different ingredients.
And those ingredients were a direct reflection of the Allied forces that were occupying Berlin after World War II. Tomato ketchup from the Americans, curry powder from the British. But Bianca says the exact recipe for Herta's original sauce remains a mystery since her death in 1999.
She loved to tell the story, and she always make a big mystery about it. So she said, I'm the inventor of the currywurst with my special and mystery ingredients, and nobody knows the exact recipe, just me. And she took it to the grave, don't tell anybody the right recipe of her first currywurst sauce.
Exhibits at the Currywurst Museum show Herta was a Julia childlike figure in Germany in the 1950s and 1960s, appearing on TV game shows like this one, called Psst. Other exhibits invite guests to compete in making different currywurst faster than their opponent, or to experience currywurst stands from different countries all over the world.
So, a bit curry powder. This is for you. It's two classic sauce.
Much like Berlin today, currywurst is changing.
For example, we have a snack stand at Wittenbergplatz, Wittis. They just use organic sausage and organic potatoes. Of course, we have also a tofu sausages or a chicken sausage, just, you know, you say, for the Turkish community. So I think it's, of course, a trend, but I think you can find it very often nowadays.
But while the ingredients may change, Bianca says Berlin's currywurst culture has endured as a culinary equalizer.
In Berlin, it's a fast food or a snack stand, and everybody eat it. So I eat it, my mother eat it, but also the bank manager in his lunchtime. So, and when we go to the snack stand, yeah, we go to this, maybe to this one, and then just two tables, and we go to the table and share the table with other people. So we sometimes said, coming together to a sausage or talk to people, it's easier with a currywurst.
Die scharfe Soße ist in Ordnung für Sie, oder möchten Sie die lieber gegen noch eine klassische austauschen?
The Currywurst Museum estimates that more than 800 million currywursts are consumed in Germany every year.
And you can find it nearly on every street corner here in Berlin. To every day and night time, it's easy to get a currywurst after the clubbing or something like that. So I think it belongs to our city, yeah.
Mit Darm, ohne Darm, was darf sein?
Mit.
For Here and Now, I'm Cassandra Sunt in Berlin.